Live from NPR News in New York, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden is heading to Michigan Tuesday to support the United Auto Workers. On the social media site X, previously known as Twitter, he said he'll be joining the picket lines. More from NPR's Asma Khalid.
It's an extremely unusual move for a president of the United States to join a picket line. But Biden wrote online that he will, and he'll stand in solidarity with the striking workers. It's time, he added, for a win-win agreement that keeps American auto manufacturing thriving with well-paid UAW jobs. Word of Biden's visit comes as the United Auto Workers expanded their strike as they seek a better contract. Biden's trip also comes a day ahead of Donald Trump's planned visit. The former president is skipping the second GOP presidential debate to instead rally with auto workers in Detroit. Michigan is a key state in presidential elections. Trump won the state in 2016, but Biden and Democrats won it back in 2020. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
A judge at Guantanamo Bay has ruled that one of the 9/11 defendants is too mentally ill to stand trial. Judge issuing the ruling in the case after a military medical panel found abuse at the hands of CIA interrogators and rendered the man psychologically unfit to take part in his own defense. Panel diagnosing Ramzi bin al-Shabaab as suffering from post-traumatic stress and secondary psychosis. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is recommending a new vaccine to protect babies from RSV. The seasonal shot will be given to expectant mothers in their third trimester. More from NPR's Ping Wong.
RSV is the leading cause of hospitalization in infants. It's most dangerous for babies in their first year who are still developing their immune systems and have never been exposed to it. This fall, CDC advisors recommend not one, but two new options for protecting newborns. One is a vaccine for expecting mothers, and the other is an antibody shot for infants once they're born. Dr. Pablo Sanchez is a neonatologist who works with high-risk babies.
I mean, if we only had the RSV vaccine to offer, it would be simple. The complexity is that we have options.
For most babies, the CDC recommends one or the other. Both are considered safe and similarly effective at preventing serious illness. The CDC recommends those who are pregnant consult with their doctors to make the choice. Ping Huang, NPR News.
Ophelia is the latest named tropical storm to form out in the waters of the Atlantic. Officials at the National Hurricane Center say the storm's likely to deliver heavy rain and possible storm surge and high winds to communities across North Carolina and the Chesapeake Bay. Storm has winds of about 60 miles an hour and could bring storm surge. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 106 points today. You're listening to NPR. The Kremlin-backed authorities in occupied Crimea say a Ukrainian missile has struck the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet. As NPR's Charles Maines reports from Moscow, Russia's defense ministry reports one Russian soldier is missing.
Images posted online show a gaping hole in the center of the Black Sea Fleet headquarters in the city of Sevastopol, with smoke billowing outward. The occupying Russian authorities are warning residents to stay clear of the city center as rescue services work the scene. Russia's defense ministry says its air defenses destroyed as many as five additional Ukrainian rockets targeting the area. The apparent Ukrainian missile strike on the building comes as Kyiv has repeatedly hit targets in Crimea, which was seized from Ukraine by Russia in 2014. At the time, Russian President Vladimir Putin justified the move in part by saying the Kremlin was obligated to protect the Black Sea Fleet, a key symbol of Russian naval power in the region. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
The U.S. Energy Department is announcing a major investment in battery technology, the $325 million investment, to be directed at new types of technology that can turn solar and wind energy into 24-hour energy sources. Officials say the funds will be distributed among 15 projects in 17 states and the Red Lake Nation, a Native American tribe based in Minnesota. The idea of using batteries to store surplus energy generated by wind and solar is gaining increased traction as a more reliable way of avoiding blackouts and making such energy sources reliable and important. Crude oil futures prices ended the session higher. Oil was up 40 cents a barrel today to $90.03 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in New York.